Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're joining End Time World News for the very first time, let me just give you a rundown of what this podcast is about. This podcast, we talk about God and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, but we also talk about the news and current news and world events and how it shapes us right now is a world, and especially during this time, we are in the end times. We are in the book of Revelation. And so that's why it's so important, folks, to believe in God and also understand where we're at and what's going on right now in the world. So hopefully that'll help you, and that'll give you a little insight to what this podcast is all about. And if you're just joining us, welcome. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. You can always find us. And if you want to get a hold of us on the email, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. All right, folks, our podcast today is brought to you from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And it's dated today, Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. And isn't that amazing? It's just amazing that this summer, at least here for the northern states, most of it, it's just about all over. We're in the last day of August. September starts tomorrow, the 1st. Believe it or not, it's already September 1st. And this is the last day of August. So essentially in northern states, especially like Michigan, it's starting to cool down. Here it's was in the very high 70s, and it's very cool right now as I'm speaking to you. It's very cool in the mid to low 70s. And so the weather's changing, as it always does, and you go into the fall season. So again, the summer was nice while it lasted, but it didn't last very long, at least here in the state of Michigan, folks. So let's get to the podcast. Again, today's podcast comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the headline, dated August 31st, 2022, says, studies show that the COVID vaccines will cause blood damage. And this is something that I've been preaching and preaching and preaching about over and over and over, folks. Don't take the shot. Please don't take the shot. I'm not a doctor or a healthcare provider or a nurse or anything like that, or nurse practitioner. But again, under my First Amendment and free speech, under the Constitution, I can bring you this information. Under my First Amendment and rights, I can do that, folks. And so you have to understand where I'm coming from. I've seen it. I've seen members of my own family continue to get sick after taking 1, 2, 3, and even 4 booster shots to COVID. And it's nothing but a scam. It's nothing but a scam to make you pump more poison into your body. In essence and reality, the ultimate result will be death somewhere down the road, or else at least speed up the process of death, because that's what the elites want to do, depopulate the world. So let's get on with today's podcast, folks, shall we? From naturalnews.com. The theory of immunization has been thoroughly debunked as the new COVID mRNA vaccines. This process of bypassing the innate immune system with lipid nanoparticles and subsequent encoding and transcribing of spike proteins has proven to be toxic. Absolutely. Inflammatory, damaging to the blood, destructive to the overall function of the cardiovascular system and the immune system. Two medical studies, one from Italy, one from Germany, show that COVID vaccines cause extensive blood damage in humans. This blood damage is a common underlying factor behind excesses and adverse events following COVID vaccination. And foreboding biomarker behind all new cases of heart inflammation, blood clotting, immune deficiency, and cancer. The physiological damage caused by experimental vaccines far outweigh the damage caused by traditional biologics. Okay, did you guys get that? Okay, in other words, if you want to take the COVID, go ahead. But the damage far outweighs the common sense of not taking the COVID. Okay, you know, so in other words, either take the COVID or don't take the COVID. That's up to you, folks. That's up to you and your doctor or whatever. Most doctors I know, at least here in the state of Michigan, where I'm currently at this present time, temporarily, they'll push the COVID. They'll push the COVID vaccine like they do a lot of northern states and different things. Down in the southern states, again, you know, being from the state of Florida, when I was down there, that's your choice, totally. You don't want to take that. There's millions of people in Florida that don't take the vaccine. There's millions of millions. The governor down there is decent, and he gives you a choice 100%. Up here, this is tyrannical government. This is how they rule up here. This is exactly how they rule. They don't want you making a choice. They want to create COVID scare, fear porn and scare folks, and this is what they want to do in order to get you to take this poison and take this COVID vaccine. Here we go. Italian study documents extensive packing and stacking of red blood cells and the type of damage that precedes circulatory disorders. The Italian study, dark field microscopic analysis of the blood of 1,006 symptomatic persons after the anti-COVID mRNA injections from the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna, researchers found cardiovascular damage in almost every vaccinated subject. Did you hear that, folks? Almost in every vaccinated subject. The researchers used dark field optical microscopy to analyze perennial blood drop samplets taken from 1,006 symptomatic subjects after they were injected with the Pfizer or the Moderna mRNA vaccines. There you go. After 1 month at the time of inoculation, approximately 94% of the subjects' blood samples show an aggravation. Also present were particles of unknown origin. There you go. The slides show invisible packing and stacking of red blood cells, this type of damage that precedes circulatory disorders. The slides show formation of gigantic foreign structures which did not appear before vaccination. The changes occurred explicitly after vaccination due to the fact that blood samples were taken beforehand were normal hematological distribution. The researchers warned about the blood samples taken from the vaccinated subjects mimic the blood cells of patients who typically have blood circulation disorders or oncology disease. The researchers warned that these changes do not typically occur in inoculation with traditional biologics. This is very true because they're adding the mRNA and they're adding foreign things to the shots, folks. And again, if you want to take that, that's at your sole discretion. I'm not trying to scare you. All I do on this program, folks, is just try to give you simple facts and just spit it out there and you make the decision at that time. In our collective experience and in our shared professional opinion, the large quantity of particles in the blood mRNA injection reciprocants is incompatible with the normal blood flow, especially at the levels of the capillaries. Okay. The researchers concluded that the hematological pictures have presented here are reasonable to expect reactivation of oncology disease along with blood circulation disorders. So again, you know, that's you do it at your own risk, folks. I'm telling you that it's no good and it's poison. Don't take it, but you don't have to listen to me, you know. German study documents extensive blood damage in vaccinated persons, including the formation of metallic elements. In a German study, the German researchers examined COVID vaccines in vaccinated people's blood and say stop vaccinations. The researchers found that marked changes in blood samples taken from vaccinated subjects, the vaccine damage was more prolific in cases where the envelope of the lipid nanoparticles retained greater stability. When the envelope remains most stable, it allows the greater amount of mRNA to penetrate the cells and the body as technology is intended to do. If the envelope fails to protect the mRNA before penetrating the cells, the entire process of spike protein transcription can be mitigated and thwarted altogether. If the lipid nanoparticles degrade, the vaccine fails to achieve its desired goal, and that actually means that it won't convey as much damage to the blood. The researchers also found that the blood samples of the vaccinated contained complex structures found in vaccinated themselves and in the vaccines themselves. Researchers used the artificial intelligence to distinguish major differences in blood of the vaccinated and unvaccinated, found the following metals in the blood: alkali metals and potassium, alkali earth metals, calcium and barium, transition metals, cobalt, iron, Fe, chromium, titanium, rare earth metals, and then also mining group and metal aluminum, carbon, and then oxygen. So there's a bunch of different metals in the group there, folks, and that's scary what they're putting into your body. Also, due to the induction of these elements, the vaccinated experience long-term changes in the composition of blood, including crystalline formations. Researchers frequently observe the usually rapid degeneration of the different types of cells in the vaccinated blood. So, folks, that's it. The link to this article, I try to put it down below as always. And if you're just joining us, folks, and you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, and this is your first time on the podcast, here's a simple prayer. This is a call to prayer right now, folks. And this is a call to prayer that what we're doing is if anybody has, want to invite Jesus into your heart and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and want to be saved. This is a call to salvation, meaning this is a salvation prayer, folks. There's a lot of different prayers. This is the prayer I use, and this is the prayer that you can ask Jesus Christ to come into your life if you so choose. And I tell you, in today's society, in today's world, as crazy as it is, we never know if we're going to make it just to the next day. I would advise you, and again, you pray about it to God. Do whatever your heart desires through God and Jesus Christ. But I would call you and beg and pray that you accept Jesus Christ. So here's a simple prayer. If you've not yet given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer, folks. And you can say this simple prayer right here, right now. Here we go. Just believe this prayer. And just repeat after me, okay? Here we go, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person that's truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Folks, if you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. You've accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. And now, congratulations. I'm excited for you. Now, the best thing to do is to get yourself a Bible. This is the next step, to get yourself a Bible, folks. And if you're here in the United States, you can pick up one for under $20 in Amazon. If not, what I'm going to tell you is a different option. If you're struggling for money, like most of us are today, find a good church. Find a good church also that preaches the Trinity, which you probably don't know, but that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a good Christian church, and approach a pastor in the church. Approach a pastor. Approach somebody in the church that will help you. Approach a pastor, a senior pastor, a deacon, somebody in that church, folks, that will help you and help you find and get a hold of a Bible. Once you got a hold of a Bible, start going through a Bible and just start reading. I like the book of Genesis, and I'm kind of a little dyslexic, so I like to start at the start and then go through from front to cover, from Genesis into the last chapter of the book of Revelation. But that's what you need to do. Just start going and just start. I don't care where you start. Just jump in the middle. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That talks about Jesus a lot in those four chapters. Just go and just dig into the Bible, folks. Just dig. That's all you have to do. Just dig into your Bible. And once you dig into your Bible, folks, you'll have some questions. Write those questions down. Once you write those questions down, folks, go back to a church, find a good church again that preaches the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and get a hold of a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, a deacon, or a member of the church. Once you get a hold of that member of the church, then tell that member that, hey, I have some questions. Besides having some questions, I got questions about the Bible. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Why did they crucify him? When is Jesus coming back? Who's the Holy Spirit? What's that all about? I mean, question after question after question. Write all of them down. And again, get a hold of a member, a pastor, a member of the church, and then ask those questions. Ask to sit down with them for about an hour or two, and just sit down, and they'll sit down with you someday. They'll make some time, and they'll be able to answer all those questions for you. And that's what you do, folks. That's exactly what you do. You get your questions answered, and then you just start digging into the Word of God. And then the last thing, of course, is find that good church that does preach the Word of God and the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and just get into that church and just start praising God and just studying the Bible. That's what you need to do. That's the most important thing to do. It's not that you have to go to a small or a big church. The most important thing is it's nice to be around people of like kind mind, but the most important thing is to be there to praise God Almighty through Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing, folks, is just praising God. Sometimes, you know, there's times that if you're away from the church and different things like that, or you're on the road or have a job that takes you far from home, it doesn't matter where you praise God at. It doesn't matter where you read the Bible at. All that matters is that you read the Bible and, most importantly, praise God through Jesus. That's what matters. And just give your life to Jesus Christ, which if you said the salvation prayer, you did. So, folks, that's it. Those are the steps. Congratulations. And again, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. You can find us online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric. I'm your host. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless you and your family. Until next time, have a good night. See ya. Goodbye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.